Είστε παρέα με το SBS Ελληνικά. Βρείτε περισσότερες ενδιαφέρουσες ιστορίες στο sbs.com.au/greek.
We would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the lands, skies and waterways and pay our respects to all elders past and present. We pay our respects to the world's oldest continuing culture.
Hello everyone, this is Pano Apostolou and you're listening to a podcast from SBS Greek. Greek-Australian tennis player Eleni Makadasi is one of the brightest emerging names in Australia junior tennis, combining early success, national recognition and a strong connection to her Greek heritage. She was born and raised in Melbourne, and she comes from a second-generation Greek-Australia family. Her parents migrated to Australia from Greece in their teenage years. Eleni first picked up a tennis racket at just 4 years old, inspired by her older sister, Zina. Since 2019, Eleni has been part of Tennis Australia's High Performance Development Program. Her Greek-Australia identity is woven into her everyday life, even if her schedule often pulls her away from friends due to training and tournaments. Looking ahead, Eleni has her sights firmly set on international competition, especially in Australia and in Europe. She also hopes to qualify for the prestigious Orange Bowl in the United States, one of the world's most important junior tournaments. Eleni Makadasi spoke to SBS Greek. Here is what she told us.
I was born and raised in Melbourne, and my parents were born and raised in Melbourne as well. My grandparents, both sides, came from Greece, Evia, Mytilene, Peloponnesos.
How was your connection in Melbourne with the Greeks of Melbourne?
I went to Oakley Grammar, so I have lots of Greek friends. Oakley, around there, I know many people.
Was it then, when you went to school, that you pick up your racket first? Or what happened? How did you start with tennis?
I started because of my older sister. She used to play tennis, and I just like followed her footsteps, and then I just like fell in love after her.
What did you like most when you were seeing your sister playing tennis? What was that inspired you to start tennis?
I liked how competitive it was, and how it's like challenging sometimes, and you need to figure it out yourself.
So you need to take your own decision without having anyone around you. Correct?
Yeah, you're like by yourself on the court, so you need to find different ways to get over the challenges and win.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a little bit, how is your daily routine from the moment you wake up in the morning up to nighttime?
So usually I have a morning session, and then I'll have gym in the afternoon, strength and conditioning, and then again I'll hit again later in the afternoon again.
Is there a one skill in your tennis that you are focusing more?
I'm focused on my mental game and like staying calm, confident and focused, like no matter what the score. But I think if I can master that, then you can become like better player.
When you are in a difficult point during your game, what is your thoughts right then? You know, what do you say to yourself?
I just remind myself to like stay present and focus on what I can control. And just to fight for like every point, you know, try my best. I like trust my training, but like staying positive, really.
Is there any routine you do before a game? I know some players love to listen to music or doing something else. Is it something that you do?
Yeah, sometimes I listen to music, but I make sure I just have good physical warm-up. I remind myself just to have fun, but I like to keep the same routine that makes me like more comfortable and control and focus.
So what is your connection with the other Greek kids in your age? I mean, your friends, your girlfriends, you know, do they ask questions to you about what you're doing? How is going to this international tennis event?
Yes, sometimes. Sometimes I can't catch up because I have tournaments or I have training, but I still, they're still my good friends, and they like seeing me like do what I like.
Do you have any tennis idols?
I like Ash Barty. I love how like calm she is on the court and how she's like pretty smart. She uses variety as well.
Have you followed the Greek players' game? Is that something that you like most, like from Tsitsipas or from Sakkari or from Kyrgios maybe or Kokkinakis?
I like how physical Maria Sakkari is. She's very, like, strong and she's pretty fit, so I think she's very good at that.
What are your goals for this year, for 2026?
Just competing in lots of ITF tournaments in Australia and, like, Europe as well. Compete with, like, different kids, not just from Australia, and some, like, high-ranked players in my age group so I can see, like, the level, you know. Orange Bowl is also a good tournament at the end of the year. It's one of the biggest tournaments in America, so hopefully I can get there as well.
How many countries have you been so far, Eleni?
I've been on 3 Europe tours so far. So I've been with Tennis Australia. So I've been Ireland, Germany, I've been New Zealand, I've been Singapore, Belgium, Cyprus, Greece.
Do you like traveling?
Yeah, sometimes we go sightseeing and maybe see some like museums or castles. I've been to Germany a bit, so I've seen plenty of those like monuments they have around there. Yeah, in Austria.
Is there something behind the scenes that you think people should know? For instance, I mean, what have you sacrificed to be there where you are now, or to be have this level that you're competing now?
Yeah, there's a lot of sacrifices, and you need to be disciplined. There's a lot of commitments. But it's just early mornings and like taking care of your body, like diet, fitness, like recovery as well is really important. And a tough one is like balancing school as well, because I need to fit everything in my schedule. I might miss hanging out with my friends or going places.
What sort of, support would you like to have in the next years? What would you like to see the industry do for you, for young players and especially females?
I think just getting the best kids from, like, the country to train together, like, all helping each other out. We can all help each other get better. Instead of being isolated, we can just get each other better.
My understanding is that you spend a lot of time without being with your family or all together. How do you feel about that?
Sometimes I miss my sister, my dog as well. I have a little dog. It gets hard sometimes, but, yeah, it goes quick. I like doing what I do, so I like traveling as well. But, yeah, I definitely get homesick sometimes and I miss my family a lot.
What's your dog's name?
His name is Phoenix.
Phoenix. And your parents' names?
Stan is my dad and Maria is my mom.
And your sister?
Her name is Zena.
Eleni Makadasi, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Θέλετε να ακούσετε περισσότερες ιστορίες σαν και αυτήν? Ακούστε στο Apple Podcast, στο Google Podcast, στο Spotify ή οπουδήποτε ακούτε podcast.